Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand. Have a plan. Have peace and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com. The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com.
As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balanced chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day here at Herb Talk. It's all about empowerment. Magical engineer Frank's ready. I'm ready. We have a great show. Thanks for joining us here on the American Voice Radio Network, WWCR, and other networks. We're going to be talking about the first part of the show. We're going to be talking about the cost of cancer and what we can do about that. And we have a quack report, but before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to righteous men and women in uniform and seek the Lord's face on mind of the time, because it grows short. Our devotional is in Joshua, first chapter, verse 9. It says, I have commanded thee to be strong and be of courage, good courage. Be not afraid, neither be dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with you wheresoever you go. That's right. Don't forget that. The creator of your body and your mind and your spirit and soul is with you all the time. So have good courage there. Don't be afraid. Don't be anxious. Don't be you know, giving into those demonic type of feelings and emotions, the Lord's coming back, and that's something to look forward to. And mind the time, it grows short. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, first up in the quacker, let's say U.S. fertility rate falls to a record low. Fewer babies were born in the United States in 2023 than any year since 1979. About 3.5 million children were born in the United States in 23. There's been a drop of 2% to 2% compared to 3.66 in 2022. So, but we've been talking about those mortality rates and things for a while now. And when you get to that, I think we're at that precipice where you can't come back from it. All right, moving along in the quack report. Multiple African countries are recalling a cough syrup because of high levels of toxic chemicals. Government regulators in Africa have recalled Benadryl pediatric cough syrup and Robitussin cough syrups. It's a nationwide recall due to them being contaminated. Nigeria, the National Agency of Food and Drug Administration and Control, Kenya's Pharmacy and Poison Control Board, Tanzania, Medicines and Medical Devices Authority, as well as Zimbabwe's Medicine Control Authority and Rwanda's Food and Drug Authority and South Africa's Health Products Regulatory Authority have all recalled these. This was April 10th. They issued an initial recall, an order after laboratory tests found an unacceptable high level of diethylene glycol, a chemical toxin to humans, in the cough syrups. How do you suppose that got there? Moving along in the quack report. Last but not least, major U.S. banks are debanking Christians. This is banks are discriminating against customers based on political and religious beliefs. Recently, 15 attorney generals sent letters to the Bank of America about their bank's, quote, troubling financial pattern of debanking Christians. So Bank of America has a kind of a track record of debanking religious organizations, according to the attorney general's letter. And we say it is especially troubling to see Bank of America's track record of discriminating against religious ministries. Steve Curtis is an organizational leader of Timothy of Two Project International. They train Christian pastors in 65 countries. They were banking with Bank of America. They've been there since 2011. And Mr. Curtis said that one day in 2020, his card was declined out of the blue. The bank said that the account would be restricted for 3 weeks before it was deactivated, but the bank failed to cite any reason for their closure. He said, we had people all over the world, and we travel a lot, and we need these cards in the field. So it had potential disrupted effects for us, he said. The only answer he did finally receive was that his Christian organization was, quote, engaged in a type of business the bank found they had chosen not to service. Wallace Walnew, a Christian author and preacher, he got falsely accused by the bank of money laundering and had his account frozen. He works with Indigenous Advanced Ministries, an organization that cares for the poverty-stricken people of Uganda. He was debanked by Bank of America in April of 2023. And according to our Title VII of the Civil Rights Act of 1964, it protects American citizens from blatant discrimination based on religion. So if a bank were refusing to allow Hindus, Muslims, Jews, or any other religion from accessing their bank records, well, there would be what? Hell to pay, right? Yeah. So be praying for our Christian folks out there. They need God's blessing and hand on them. And that wraps the quack report.
That's all, folks.
Well, Frank is chiming in on the fertility rate dropping, he says if they count fertility, as they do inflation, we are all doomed. Thank you, Frank. Appreciate it. All right, we're going to be talking about the cost of cancer here. Health authorities are reporting that cancer is second to heart disease as a main reason for death in the United States. And globally, cancer is on the rise. And modern medicine defines cancer as uncontrollable division of abnormal cells. So science believes that cancer occurs due to a disruption of the normal cellular functions. They also state genetic and epigenetic or environmental changes can also cause the human cells to malfunction, causing cancer. However, there is a tremendous amount of scientific research stating that proteins influence the function of cells and can turn them on or off. So gene editing would come into play with how cells function as well. Therefore, if genetic changes can cause cancer, it is fair to ascertain that gene editing could cause cancer. Other scientific research has stated that it is common for cancer patients to be extremely deficient in minerals, and medical science is stating that the reason for mineral deficiency would be poor diet, dysfunction of nutritional uptake, which is not always a digestive issue, but can be from a lack of whole food nutrient chemistry, and they also cite digestive absorption problems. However, medical science leaves off this list prescription drug therapies that also flush minerals out of the body. Well, let's look at the medical bills with regards to our cancer pandemic, because in our modern healthcare system, an initial cost of treating cancer on average is $30,000 to $140,000, depending on the type of cancer. And as we are aware, cancer patients on average survive the treatments 2 to 4 years, roughly. So the end of life care for cancer patients on average runs about $75,000 to $110,000. So we can see that there is a financial benefit to healthcare in the treatment of cancer patients. Now, in March 2024, the National Cancer Institute report projected the future annual cost to treat cancer to be $208.9 billion, and they said that would include cancer treatments, prescription medicines, and other medical services. And in October 2019, the National Library of Medicine Center for Biotechnology, they published a study called Healthcare Expenditure Burden of Cancer Care in the United States, in which they showed a comparison of costs being 4 times higher for cancer patients. So the cost of technology and facilities and professional salaries tend to be, we're told, pushing up the cost. And we can add another 10% to these figures for 2024. So here are the 2019 figures. They said a non-cancer patient, adult, would spend annually $4,484. Versus a cancer patient spending about $16,346. And then basically the average overall non-cancer patients was about $3,770, but the average cancer patient may have spent $17,210. So there's a little bit of fluctuation there. Now, they said, according to the American Medical Association, they said this in 2022, they said approximately 12% to 62% of cancer survivors report being in debt because of their treatment, end of quote. So this kind of healthcare can be a hardship. And in April 2024, the American Cancer Society released their study on the financial burden and hardships of cancer diagnosis and treatment, and what that can bring. And the research was published in the April 2024 Cancer Journal for Clinicians, and they said this, our study shows a cancer diagnosis and the time required for treatment can result in employment disruptions, loss of household income, loss of employment-based health insurance that can lead to financial hardships, end of quote. Now, in April 2021, the American or the National Institute of Health estimated that the out-of-pocket costs for U.S. cancer patients to be about $130 to $2,600 per month. So when you compare to other countries, Canada spends $15 to $400 a month, the Western European region $4 to $609 a month, and Australia $58 to $438 a month. So that's a big difference. America spends more than any other nation on healthcare. Yeah. So you want to keep in mind, you know, European countries, though, use natural therapies as well as their modern medicine treatments. So they have a combination there. Now, American Cancer Society adds, our estimate is that 60% of U.S. working cancer patients report at least one type of financial hardship. And they give a list of the financial hardships that cancer patients tend to experience. And on the list is they can't afford their medical bills, they are in distress and worry a lot, and also they even delay or cancel their care due to the costs. So, and that's not what healthcare wants to hear and see, is you're a cancer patient, you can't come in for treatment. American Cancer Society says the majority of cancer patients, 74% of them, report being forced to miss work due to their illness, most of whom report missing more than 4 weeks of work, end of quote. So according to the 2021 National Health Interview Survey that collected information on cancer conditions, they estimated that cancer in the U.S. is a plight on society affecting 90,000 people every year. So what is healthcare doing about it? That's, you know, what I'm asking. Okay, so they know there's problems here. So what do they suggest be done? Well, their idea of a solution is to petition Congress to pass some legislation for the following. Employers to pay for medical leave for your cancer patients. Employers to provide affordable healthcare coverage options outside of the employee healthcare plan. And also offer additional enhanced marketplace subsidies for affordable insurance plans. Well, I'm saying, instead of asking business owners and taxpayers to foot the bill, how about using less toxic and affordable therapies for cancer that work? How about that? Well, you know, you get into that Pandora's box thing when you want to tell healthcare, hey, there's a better way, a natural way. They don't like that. Medical science already knows of dozens of natural sources that effectively address cancer in all forms. I've read the research. I've read the articles, published and unpublished. It is truly a tragedy knowing that there are natural therapies that can return wellness to cancer patients, but these are suppressed and shunned by the medical science community. So even more alarming is the explosion of cancer cases after the COVID treatments were administered, which brings us back to the gene editing issue. So we know, based on the scientific research, that science can include in a vaccine serum specific proteins to control cell function and even alter, and not only our genes, but they mutate the pathogens that are included in the vaccine serums to enhance cell mutations. So this begs the question, is science propagating disease such as cancer with medical treatments? Well, the scientific research suggests that this is the case. So most honest people with morals, they have a tough time with such a revelation. Business development experts understand the business model of promote a problem and sell you a solution all too well. So this very aspect of what our healthcare industry has become was communicated to me by Dr. Anthony Morris. He's the former chief virologist of the FDA, and we had a conversation in 1995. Now, Dr. Morris had access to the vaccine raw clinical data during his tenure at the FDA. And he blew my mind when he told me the following. He said, vaccines seed the body with disease. He says, vaccines affect your weakest genetic areas and explains the varied outcomes people have. He also said, vaccines do not provide antibody protection of any significance. And also, boosters are used because the vaccine is so toxic, if given in one dose, would kill you. He also stated vaccines are known to produce neurological damage, and drug companies are aware of the damage the serums cause and downplay and lie about the side effects. He added also before we finished our conversation, quote, vaccines are science's most highly guarded secret, end of quote. Now, if that doesn't take you back, I don't know what will. So we can see why Dr. Morris said vaccines are a guarded secret. They are the bread and butter of the pharmaceutical and the healthcare industry. They can provide a steady stream of patients to support the business model. There is no profit in well people. Therefore, the cost of cancer and other health conditions is enormous based on their business model. Okay, so, yeah, cancer isn't the only thing that can be produced by those treatments. And a lot of times, my conversation with Dr. Morris was, it can be 20 years before something manifests, you know, because your immune system fights stuff. But if it gets weak enough or it gets shocked enough, or if there's a medication you're taking that suppresses your immune system, then something else can crop up. And a lot of times it can be cancer. So then you may be saying, well, what's the solution? Well, we need to understand money answers all things and has corrupted our healthcare system. We need to understand that. We do. And we need to also understand that our Creator has provided natural plants, which include perfect chemistry the body positively responds to. Okay? Now, if you look, let's say, at your dandelion plant, it is structured in such a way to capture the mineral resources of our planet. Remember, I told you a lot of internal medicine issues is a mineral deficiency. So this plant's got minerals. Dandelion is pretty hardy. It grows about 12 inches high. The leaves of the dandelion plant are smooth but sculptured and notched, creating a deep groove or funnel-like surface that helps transport more moisture to the root of the plant. Now, the tall, majestic stem of this plant is then crowned with this bright yellow flower, which opens and faces the sun in the morning and closes again in the evening. The roots of the dandelion plant are brown, fleshy, and fragile. And inside the roots of the dandelion plant is this river of white, milky substance. This substance does not taste like milk, but is slightly bitter and has a unique aroma, sort of sweet, flowery, and nutty, you know. Windsor Medical University in Quebec, Canada, investigated dandelion root when they discovered their cancer patients were improving drinking dandelion root tea. And what they found was dandelion does not negatively affect healthy cells, but it kills cancer cells. And other research done by science showed milk thistle herb prevents cancer from spreading. Yeah, but see, medical science can't figure out, and I think this is God's little secret. He's probably sitting on his throne laughing at science, so falsely so-called, that, you know, he's not giving up the secrets as to what compound in those plants actually help our bodies stay well. So, you know, they can't make a drug out of it. So they can't make a drug out of it and patent it and sell it to you for, what, $5 a pill, then you're not going to hear about it. That is really unconscionable if you think about it. Withholding information that would benefit the whole world, the best kept secret, if you will, and people suffer because they can't make the money they want. I'm just telling it like it is. Okay, I want to read you a quote from, this is a Dr. Ezekiel. He's a biomedical science professor at St. Louis University. He says, The combination of the herbs or the photochemicals in herbs inhibit cancer cells from multiplying and spreading. In addition, the cancer cells underwent high amounts of cell death to kill the cancer. And this is an alternative therapeutic approach to cancer treatments to avoid the toxicity of chemotherapy. He says, I do believe that these plant chemicals can be effective treatments in preventing cancer, end of quote. Dr. John Whitaker, he said, which I love his quote, he said, in my opinion, conventional cancer therapy is so toxic and dehumanizing that I fear it far more than I do fear death from cancer. He states, we know that the conventional therapy doesn't work, and if it did, you would not fear cancer any more than you would fear pneumonia, end of quote. And he's right. He's right. That's why people get so emotionally stressed and fearful if the doctor says you have cancer because they know it doesn't go well. Well, then if you know it doesn't go well, it's time to look for something else. Why would you spend thousands and be sicker and then die? I don't get that, Frank. I'm sorry. Well, I understand people believe in what they believe in. Okay, so if their faith is in modern medicine, then that's where they're, you know, the horse to water thing. Okay. But I think there's a better plan. I do. So the medical schools tend to condition their physicians to think that the only valid therapies are drugs and surgery. Nutrition and medicinal plants, your herbal medicines, they don't factor into their education or their treatments, okay? Billions of people have used herbs with success, and you can too. So medicinal herbs are affordable, non-toxic. They offer a gentle restoration to the body. I'm saying, why not go with that? And if you want further proof of the power of these plants, God says from Genesis to Revelation, herbs are here for the service of man and the healing of the nations. And God can't lie. Now, he's got some really great chemistry in these plants, which science can't figure out yet. And I'm thinking, well, we got the plants. Let's just use the plants. Why are we waiting for medicine to pop a pill in our mouth? We have the plants. So if you're interested in maybe tapping into information or a product of dandelion or milk thistle, hey, the folks at Apothecary Herbs will make sure you are hooked up. They have professional strength, cold pressed, certified organic formulas that are a game changer. So check them out. If you want to call them up and get a free catalog, their number is 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. If you're outside the U.S., dial 828-469-5972, 828-469-5972. The web address is the power herbs. Take the power back. That's what you're going to do. You're going to be feeling better. You're going to save money. You're going to be well. I mean, that's what a cure is, to put you back in your original state of wellness before you got sick. That's what a cure is. Symptom management, chemotherapy, chemo brain, hair loss, sores in your mouth, can't function really. That's not a cure. Okay. And chemo radiation is, I'm believing, is going to leave you, especially depending on where your cancer is. If you've got breast cancer, it's going to damage heart and lungs. It always does. That's why these folks that get these treatments don't last but a few years. And oncologists, they'll be honest. We don't cure cancer. We just kind of extend your life for a few years. Unbelievable. Oh, if you're looking for some money-saving coupons, they're on the website, thepowerherbs.com. If you click on any of the product categories, you'll see on the right side herb coupons in a green box, and you just click that. Also, the coupons are also listed in the inside back cover of their product catalog, so there's always some ways to save, and you can use those coupons anytime you want. I love it. All right, we're going to take a little break, but we got more health news on the other side. We'll be right back. Thank you.
pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
007, your assignment is to find out what herb secrets herbalist Wendy Wilson has on Herb Talk Live.
Everyone is afraid of pain. No one wants pain to rule over their life, and you don't want the negative side effects of aspirin, ibuprofen, or prescription drugs. They can lower immunity and cause dependency. Is there a safe alternative? I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I prefer willow bark and meadow sweet herbs to control pain, fever, aches, and inflammation. God's herbs are good, and you won't be disappointed. Call Apothecary Herbs for pain or extra strength pain relief formula, toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International, 704-875-8010, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
$22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order, 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. Thank you, Frank. Bouncy music. He knows me so well. Okay, so we got a little time here left in our show, and so we're going to be talking about, you know, being great as we move into our 50s and 60s and beyond. I mean, really feeling great. Because, you know, people in their 50s or 60s, they seem to have a list of concerns or fears, okay? Some of what they're fearing is due to maybe health decline of others, while, you know, the care of medical science or, you know, isn't keeping up. Some of it is financial costs of health care. A lot of times when we move into our 50s and 60s, you know, we're getting kids off to college, but then we're having to take care of mom and dad. So there's a lot of things going on in our 50s and 60s. And some of what is the financial costs of healthcare is on our minds.
So what many are feeling is really doubt that the medical science can effectively help them, and they won't have the financial means as when they need it to care for themselves. And you got to notice that with all the medical breakthroughs, the doctors just seem to be managing diseases instead of actually curing them. So more people are challenging their physicians, challenging their advice, their recommended treatment plans, because the plans are addressing only symptoms of the health problem. And there is this whole lot going on when we become 50 and 60 years of age. So we're going to check this out. There seems to be a trend that people in their pre-retirement years start to think about how they're going to manage their retirement. Now, according to the National Institute of Aging, in 1950, men that were retiring at age 65 were expected to live about 13 years and women about 15 years. So over 60 years later here, we see that those statistics have changed a bit. So men are living 17 years and women 20 years. So that means that they're going to need bigger retirement funds, or they're going to have to work past the age of 65. Now, according to reports, 1 in 3 Americans, that's a third of America, due to financial demands, have not really saved any money towards retirement. In fact, a lot of them don't even have a savings account. And it is estimated that 56% of Americans have less than $10,000 for retirement. So the statistics are much worse for women, mainly due to their earning potential is quite lower than men, and due to their child-rearing years where they're staying home with children and not earning money. So women being the helpmate to their husbands do not even enter the job force until maybe their 40s. And for women, there is a 27% greater risk that they will have little to no retirement savings, especially if they are single mothers or divorced. Therefore, as women age and living longer than men, they will require more medical care and will outlive their retirement funds. It's estimated to be true. So this financial picture here, the experts are telling men to save 10 to 15% of their annual income for retirement, and a minimum of 20% for women in their retirement. Now, an estimated 63% of American women have no savings whatsoever compared to 52% of men. And according to the National Institute of Aging, this is back in 2002, we had 25% of Americans working past 70 years of age and 10% past 80. Well, there's also this age gap. So if we look at the age gap of the last few generations, we can see a big difference in retirement, which would naturally make some people anxious about growing old. Baby boomers aged 55 and older are roughly 85% ready for retirement with approximately $300,000 in their retirement fund. It's estimated that 1 in 4 baby boomers has funds exceeding $300,000. The Generation Xers, age 35 to 54, are roughly 50% ready for retirement with approximately $100,000 in their retirement account. The millennials, age 18 to 34, approximately 40% have no retirement set aside, and the rest have less than $10,000 in retirement savings. So, you can see this is not good. So basically we have generations here that, we're going downhill if you look at the statistics. So what are we thinking if we're 50 years of age out there? Well, according to Dr. Bernice Newgarten, she's a psychologist at the University of Chicago, men and women think about different things in their 50s. Men tend to focus on career accomplishments and the time limits that they face, while women may be in the middle of restarting their careers after taking time off to raise children. Now, she also said that women tend to focus on their husband's health more for fear of becoming widowed and the changes that would bring to the family and the income. Now, another interesting fact, according to David Gutman, he's a psychologist at Northwestern University, is that people who have school and marry earlier, or if they leave school and marry earlier, he says they go through an aging stage about 5 years earlier than professionals do. He says that the 50s present a somewhat subjective time in aging, and people will either see themselves as much younger or older than their chronological age. So a strong influence affecting the perspective is your physical changes and your physical limitations. Now, Daniel Levison, he's a psychologist at Yale Medical School, he said for many in their 50s, there's a silent despair, a pressing fear of becoming irrelevant in work or in marriage with no real alternatives in sight. Bernice Newgarten, she also chimes in again and says, a focus on fear of heart attacks begins around 50 in many people as men start to die from them in noticeable numbers, end of quote. So what we notice is that turning 50 seems to be a kind of a milestone of sorts. We notice changes such as we're not as agile, and we have less stamina than we did just 10 years earlier. Menopause kicks in. That's thrown in there for the women. Some other harsher realities of serious health issues could crop up, like bone issues, heart issues, cancer issues. Now, according to Dr. David Karp, he's a sociologist at Boston College, he says that for a majority of us, we will mentally surrender to the thought of old age when we experience physical impairment or become grandparents. I don't know, if you have children that have had children and now you're a grandparent, you're kind of like, wow, I'm a grandparent. I don't feel like a grandparent. You're kind of startled or shocked by it in a way, and you try to kind of relate to being a grandparent all of a sudden, you know? So what is the most common health worry for the females? Well, according to an article, women in their 50s often fear the health problems their parents or other family members seem to have experienced. Women often are the caregivers for elderly parents, and dementia and cognitive impairment issues is the number one concern of women as they get older. Also, the other health concerns that women often have over 50 are chronic internal medicine diseases, things like arthritis, cancer, and strokes. Well, what do the men think? Well, the most common thing health concern men have, this is according to Research America. They said men in their 50s worry about health as well, but their top concern is becoming disabled and not being able to function at work and be the breadwinner. Diseases such as Parkinson's and Alzheimer's, as well as heart disease, stroke, and cancer are also on their list. All right, so this is Dr. Gary Small. He's a UCLA Longevity Center. He says many health behaviors can lower our risk and protect us against mental decline, such as regular exercise, healthy diets, mental stimulations, and stress management, which, you know, he's right about those things. I've seen a lot of reports on that. And this is what we've been hearing. After over 50 years of age in business, it's obvious that, to me, I've been in business 24 years, and I'm over 50, and I have some concerns things I need to resolve, and I'm working on that, but I'm working on them in a natural way. So, you know, the good diet, the regular exercise, keeping mentally sharp are definitely on my list, using medicinal plants instead of drug therapies as well because of toxicity from drugs. But, you know, there's obviously people over 50, their concerns, they want to resolve the following health issues. They want to resolve incontinence or urgency issues, prostate problems, cognitive function, you know, memory, focus, you know, staying sharp. Immune system health, like for cancer protection. And they also concerned about their sex drive a little bit, their heart health, osteoporosis, muscle mass and energy. Men are concerned about, you know, muscle mass. They notice when they turn a corner in age there, they notice they're losing muscle mass, and that seems to upset them. Now, I also hear from people, they have, a lot of them saying they really don't have any faith in their doctor being able to resolve a lot of these concerns, health concerns they have. I guess they're frustrated because they'll go to their doctor wanting prevention plans. You know, I don't have this yet, but what can I do to prevent it? They don't got nothing to give you. They don't have a plan. Keep doing what you're doing. It's usually what you hear. But they don't have prevention plans. They just have lifelong drug and surgery plans. That's what they have. And I also am kind of a witness to the fact that improving health really starts in your head, your mindset, right? So, I mean, some people get to that roadblock where their doctor says there's nothing you can do. It's just something that happens with old age. It's expected. You know, we expect you to have blood clots or heart disease or osteoporosis or cancer or dementia or whatever. It's common, but it's not normal. Okay? But so it's just how it's presented to you. And then you start thinking, well, if it's common but normal, what can I do so I don't become a victim of that? Well, that's when the wheel starts a-turning, and that's when you start to investigate, and that's when you start to make some decisions. So you can implement some changes in your lifestyle. You can strengthen your immune system. You can use medicinal herbs for a lot of this. And there's a lot of health benefits to that. Essentially, you'd be taking back your health, actually, from a healthcare system that just monitors your disease until you die from it. Basically, that's what happens. So when a person wakes up to the fact that doctors do not care enough about their patients, really, to tell them what they've studied in medical school and what they've read in their journal articles is pretty much garbage. I have no cure for you to offer, only disease management. Well, then the patients, you know, they're saying, well, then that makes me, you're forcing me to become my own doctor. Well, I would say more of an investigator. You want to investigate natural medicines God gave us here, you know. So we have a right to all of those medicinal plants that God gave us for wellness, okay? And he even says in the Bible, he gave you the green plants, the herbs, for your wellness, for, you know, for man, for the service of man, and for healing of nations. So, here's this Chinese proverb. It says, the superior doctor prevents sickness. The mediocre doctor attends to impending sickness. And the inferior doctor treats actual sickness. Think about that. So our healthcare system, with all its technology, with all its accolades, with all its scientific wonders, they don't prevent disease. They actually treat it. They're considered an inferior doctor. They don't give you prevention plans. They don't do anything but wait till you get sick. And see, that's where the lucrative part comes in for that healthcare system, that business model we're talking about. See, once this light goes off in your brain, see, I used to work in healthcare. I entered healthcare thinking, oh, it's the best thing. They know so much. Everything's great. You know, people are in good hands. And then I worked there, and I saw stuff, and I thought, how awful, how dehumanizing is the treatment people get in hospitals? I worked in intensive care. Unbelievable. Now, don't get me wrong, I think trauma care is necessary, but everything else, I think that we took a wrong turn in 1940. That's what I think. If you didn't catch the show on the history of medicine I did a while back, you can go back to the archives and check it out. Right around then, We went from God's medicine to man's medicine, and this is why people are so sick. Notice that prior to the AMA and the FDA and all this technology, you know, man used to live way over 100, 120 years easy during the days of Noah, 800 years, Methuselah, his dad. Okay, so, yeah, so we're going downhill, if you ask me. Now, the average person, the average American lives 72 years. 72. That is like nothing on the time scale of time. Like the Bible says, it's like a vapor here one moment, gone the next. So, I just think people need to be more discerning, need to ask more questions, have to find an alternative way. Like, I'm a great example. I am. I'll tell you, if I haven't told you already, I'll tell you again. I'm 2022. I got, and this is December 2022, I got a corneal abrasion. Awful. God awful painful. It got healed. You know, I had to stay off the computers and tablets and all that and rest my eye. And it was just one eye. And then 3 months later, I get it again, same eye. And that was even worse, and I had to get a contact bandage from my eye physician so that my eyelid, when it blinked, wasn't rubbing on the abrasion. And then I got another one 3 months after that, and it was worse than the other two, another contact bandage. Then I'm sent over to the corneal specialist, and that was a nightmare. I had too many questions, and this corneal physician just didn't like to answer questions. And they said, well, you have some scar tissue from the abrasions, and so we're going to take, when you're all healed up on this one, we're going to go take a laser, and we're going to laser off all that scar tissue. I'm thinking, uh-huh. So I looked into the procedure, long and short. It's risky. If they take too much of the corneal tissue off, you're going to need a corneal transplant. It's $36,000. So I thought, no. So I wound up going to a naturopath, and in my conversation with the naturopath, I said, you know, I happen to notice that when I eat certain foods, my eye is worse. So we did a deep dive into food sensitivities, and sure enough, a lot of the foods I had in my diet, like corn and almonds and coconut and lemon, gluten, I'm all sensitive to. And so what would happen is a lot of these are large protein molecules, and the immune system would kick in on inflammation. My eye would swell, and when my eye would swell, my eyelid would rub on the cornea until it made an abrasion. So, and that's the first precursor to disease is inflammation. So I thought, whoa. So my weakest area has always been vision since I was in third grade. I have nearsightedness. So this made total sense to me. So we got on a diet, and we did some homeopathic stuff and some herbal stuff. And I haven't had, almost a year now, I haven't had an abrasion in a year, when the corneal specialist said, you're not going to make another 3 months before you have another abrasion. So you got to get at the cause. You got to get at the cause, or you're just chasing symptoms. Now, if I hadn't been in herb medicine and gone to herb school, and I hadn't seen the other side, the flip side of things, like in healthcare, you know, modern medicine, I would have wound up with a laser on my eyeball. See? So there's alternatives. You need to investigate them. You know, obviously you're going to do what's you feels right for you. Not prescribing anything here, but I'm just saying there's options out there, alternatives you may want to investigate for a gentler approach to regeneration and addressing the cause. Okay. The cause is what's going to deliver you a resolution. Otherwise, you're going to be living with your condition for years. Who wants to do that? I mean, people that are on drug therapy, you know, blood pressure meds, cholesterol meds, this and that. You ask them how they're doing. Oh, we're doing fairly healthy, you know. No. If you stop taking those drugs, you're going to have a problem, right? Because those are those lifelong drugs they stick you on. And the body gets chemically addicted to them that you can't go cold turkey off of them, or you're going to have some serious rebound effect. So That's not wellness. I don't think God expected us to need a pharmaceutical industry to be well. Now, I do see where you may want to take some pharmaceuticals to stabilize somebody in an emergency. Maybe it's a trauma situation. But lifelong, I don't think that's healthy. And there are exceptions. There are exceptions. But overall, I encourage you guys to investigate, ask questions. Some of my clients ask me, well, I have to, what should I ask? And I go, well, you know, there's lots of information on the internet. You can kind of dig for stuff and then kind of come up with your question list. But one of the questions I would always ask is, you know, would you take this treatment? Would you take this drug if it were you, or if this was your daughter or your son, would you have them take it? And a lot of times, you know, doctors will kind of, you know, lie to you. I have one customer that figured it out. Doctor lied about, oh, my wife takes that. And, of course, this woman took it, and she had disastrous effects. And then she comes to find out the wife never took this drug. So hope you got an honest doctor. But some of the questions you can ask are, you know, what are the long-term side effects of this treatment? What are the pros and cons? I don't want to ever hear from a doctor, there are no cons to this, because there's always cons. There's always risk to all their treatments, all of them. So if they're saying there aren't any, then it's time you get a new doctor and do some investigating on your own. So check out the Power Herbs. Get a free product catalog. There's tools in there that will empower you. You would be amazed what a simple herb can do for you. They're packed full of nutrition. That's why they're bitter or hot and spicy. And you just take a little bit of it. That's just so powerful for the nutrition that the body is probably lacking and needs. So check that out. Also, check out the blog. We have this new blog with a lot of information there for when you want to kind of navigate wellness stuff. This blog may answer a lot of your questions. We also have newsletters that go out each week, and they're absolutely free by email. So you can go to the Books and Newsletters tab and sign up there. Blog is up there on the website as well. But we do send out the old-fashioned catalog. For those that don't do the technology, that's okay. And you can order with us. You can order with us by phone, through the mail, or through the website. And Frank says, honest doctor. He's like answering. He's like, yeah, I know. Some people say honest doctor is like looking for a unicorn. I get that. But there are honest ones out there. There's good ones out there. So I'm not going to say they're all that bad. But just be aware. Be selective. Use wisdom and discernment. God wants you to use wisdom and discernment, because you're supposed to judge everything. And don't let anybody tell you you're not supposed to judge, because you're supposed to judge angels when you get to heaven. So you're going to need wisdom and discernment. So Bible, get into that too. It'll help you out. I'm out of time, so don't forget to call Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, or visit the website, thepowerherbs.com. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician if you dare before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.